Hi everyone, this is Tony. I'm the Dungeon Master for D&D Raw, and with me today are the following players.
Hi, I'm Chris, and I'll be playing Auric Fireforge, the Hill Dwarf Forge Cleric.
Hey, I'm Rachel, and I'm playing Dahlia Restrick, the Asimar Phoenix Sorcerer.
Hey, this is Nick, and I will be playing Luvin Cromdell, the Half-Elf Alchemist Artificer.
Next time is Sharpened Quill, Episode 22. Join us now for Rumble Squad, Episode 2-14. You've heard of me, then. Last time, the party completed their downtime activities, and Luvin got to enjoy some letters that had been held for him throughout their time in the Rigorum. While relaxing, Luvin did receive some disturbing information, first from his friend Vel, who felt like she was being followed and worried for her safety. The other, a letter from Luvin's friend Borin, who only wrote that he was going to try something and hoped Luvin understood he only had good intentions, with the letter dated the day before the party were magically teleported to Von Rim. With this information, as well as knowing that a storefront called the Holy Forge Company had set up shop in Rumnaheim, the party decided to go find out what was happening in the capital city of the Thessan Kingdom.
So is that it for the day, guys?
Yeah, I mean, at some point, I would like to go and check the market, see what kind of magical goods or whatnot.
What would you like? Potions, easy enough, but is there something specific you're looking for?
Specifically, I'd probably be looking for like an immovable rod. I don't know what other items are possibly available.
That would be about 250 gold per rod.
Okay. So in that case, I would probably buy two of them.
Okay.
I do have a quick request if there's anything that is armor class boosting that I could purchase that is not armor.
So armor that is not armor.
Well, like a cloak of protection.
I'll say you'd be able to find a ring easily enough. That is going to run you 600 gold pieces.
Hey, Luvin, can I borrow 6 gold?
Yeah, sure. Don't even worry about it.
I need a ring. It'll make me not as dying if we get attacked again. Like, you know, the Darakuls, hopefully.
Oh, you mean a ring of protection, don't you?
Yeah.
Good choice. Solid buy. I approve.
If you remove the gold, I just added to your sheet a ring of protection, so your AC should be 13 now.
And it is.
Anything else?
I could get another mule.
Do you want to get another mule?
I know we keep talking about it.
Hammer?
Yes. How does the carrying capacity...
If you add another mule to the cart, it's based off of, I believe, the mule's capacity to carry times something. The cart has a max amount before it'll break, but it's... I calculated a while back. Right now, also, the cart is pretty empty.
That is true. We did just sell off a bunch of stuff.
We did.
It's 8 gold to buy another mule. A mule can carry 420 pounds, give or take.
So it doesn't really give a weight capacity for the cart itself, then, does it? Or we could upgrade it to a wagon now.
You can.
What are the advantages of that?
It's like twice the weight and carrying capacity.
Does it look nicer?
Well, of course.
Wagon.
So we'll say that you can sell the cart. I would drop the price of the wagon to 28 gold after selling the cart. So that brings it to 36 gold for another donkey and the wagon.
Sweet.
All right. So you guys change out the Holy Forge Company cart, and bring in the Holy Forge Company wagon.
Yeah!
An anvil now has a friend.
Now has hammer.
Auric, I got some designs here that I've been thinking about for painting an upgraded vehicle.
I'd be interested to see your ideas on these. You just show me like sketches with like layouts of banners and stuff for emblazoning upon the side.
Instead of color, because that would take longer, I did kind of a number key, think like paint by numbers for how it's gonna look. I imagine you want some gold trim and What are common dwarven colors? Is there a culturally?
Or what are your house colors?
I was thinking like gray, like silvery and gold.
Silver and gold motif. Okay, of course, with a big Holy Forge logo in the middle on each side, front, back, and left and right.
While they're discussing the layout and the new look of the wagon, I am braiding the donkey's hair.
Which one?
Both of them. I'm going to like braid their like manes and tails so that they look stylish.
Now that you've upgraded the cart, I'm kind of babbling to you excitedly about possible future stuff. Like, yeah, and once we get to Rumnheim and solve some of the weird stuff, I'm thinking we can really draw a crowd, right? And get some jobs to make some stuff. Some paintings, maybe some more collapsible furniture. I know you had some ideas too.
Aye, this is good. I like the sound of this. Rumnheim is quite the place to sell the wares. I'm much more familiar there than I am for here, because I've been living much longer in Rumnheim than I have in Vunrim.
When did you move again?
Oh, when I was about 20, just a wee lad.
Okay, so your memories of here are pretty faint.
It was quite a while ago.
Must be fun to be back.
It's good to see some of the old sites, and it looks like things are doing much better than the last time I was here.
Oh, really? The recovery was not as far along from the Cataclysm, I'm guessing.
Well, that and there was the Great Blight that hit. That's what caused us to want to leave in the first place.
Blasted curse.
All right. We'll say by the end of these 15 days, after all this crafting and selling and scouting and being in a town for a change.
It's so nice.
You can actually make money and buy stuff.
Wonderful.
All right. So, Luvin.
Yes.
You toss and turn in your sleep, troubled by the recent information you've learned from a couple of your pen pals, uncertain necessarily of what it might mean. And you hear a voice just whisper weakly. You swear off in the distance, Rumnheim.
Who's there?
You glance around. You feel like someone took in a deep breath, and you look around the room and there's no one there. You're also not certain if you're dreaming or not.
I turn on the nearest light source, like a candle or a lantern or something.
You go and reach out, and your hand hits a stone wall. You turn, and you see Dahlia and Oryk asleep on a stone floor beside you.
Do I see an exit to the room, a door, a window?
There is no room. You're in a tunnel.
Is it dark both ways?
You look back, and you see Anvil and Hammer asleep. Besides your new wagon.
I immediately shake them both awake, like Dahlia and Oryk, like, we're in a weird tunnel again. It's a lot like last time.
I'm super grumpy when you wake me up.
Blasted curse.
Immediately when I stand up, I will cast the light cantrip on just like something in my hand, you know, like the small iron piece or whatever. Just like, whoosh, light.
Lights up. You notice a little ways down the tunnel seems to like open up a bit, and there's some carved stone just beyond that.
Do I recognize anything, Tony?
Oryk, in your groggy state, roll a history check.
That will be a total of 24 for my history check.
Okay. You're outside Rumnheim.
I wouldn't be so opposed to traveling this way if we had any say in where we went.
Where are we?
We're in my hometown of Rumnheim. We seem to have skipped the 10-day and the 10-day travel.
In my sleep, I feel like I heard someone whisper Rumnheim.
Did you recognize the voice?
I mean, it could have been Borin, but it's been so long. I don't know.
I'm gonna reach out and, like, poke Luvin's cheek. Maybe you're the one making us travel. You're magical-ish.
Luvin blinks as you poke and his dimple becomes pronounced. If I have that kind of power, that'd be great. I'm not aware of having teleportation. That is generally a fairly high level of magical capability that I have not yet reached.
Can I reach up and tap him, like, on the forehead and be like, we're gonna work on this. If it is you, could be very useful, but I want breakfast.
Anyone can roll an Arcana check really quickly, by the way.
Okay. I'll do so.
Dahlia?
16.
Oryk?
1.
11.
Oryk? You're hungry. It's early. You being the most used to being on the ground, no, it's like 5 a.m. Luvin, It's a little distracting to think as Dahlia keeps like half angrily, half sleepy poking your forehead.
As long as the pokes don't burn.
No.
Dahlia, you are aware of teleportation spells, but that also usually requires the person to be in the group to teleport them and all together.
Okay.
So either one of you is lying and teleporting the rest, or this is a whole other level of magic that you don't know.
What if it's Anvil? No, I'm just kidding.
Magic mule.
I give you the, like, most grumpy look when you're like, what if it's Anvil? I'm like, no, it's not the donkey. And I'm starting to, like, trudge towards the stones we can kind of see in the distance. I'm like, I want breakfast. Or they have a good breakfast place here.
I know a spot.
Lead on.
So, you find yourselves at the massive stone doors that mark the entrance to Rumnaheim. You see several dwarven guards just nod towards you as you approach, a little confused due to the early morning, which is what brings you to Rumnaheim?
Well,
this early, in fact, even.
That'd be a good question. We seem to have stumbled upon here after visiting Vanrim.
You just arrived here.
That'd be one way to put it.
It's not the timing we expected.
We made better time than we expected.
Well, and takes a couple of steps closer and just kind of whispers back a little bit. Oryk, you just catch it with your passive. And just like, I don't smell alcohol on the breath. What the magical means, do you have teleportation magics?
No, but we appear to have found ourselves here all the same. I'm originally from here, part of the Fireforge clan.
Oryk Fireforge.
Aye, that's me.
Aye, you're one of the ones that's gone out into the world in the strength of Yadamine. Well met.
You've heard of me then.
Well, there's not many that go out of the Thessun Kingdom and abandon us sometimes, eh?
Well, there's no abandonment here. It's simply spreading his great word.
I kid with you, Oryk. I know. It's good to spread the message out into the world. Bring your wagon, bring your friends in. Come on. I've given you a hard time. Hey, let them through, and they can gesture you to continue going.
As that is said, do I get the sense, and I can roll for this if need be, that it was just a hard time, or was there a grain of truth to that?
Roll insight.
Okay.
While he's doing that, is it, like, well lit now, or...?
There's some torches scattered about.
Okay.
All right, what was your roll?
14.
Seemed honest enough. He laughed heartily.
Cool.
Do dwarves laugh any other way?
Crazily.
Maniacally.
So, you guys enter into the towering stone structures that encompass all of Rumnaheim. A newer city overall, only built within the past 120 years. Built up to be the new capital of the Thessun Kingdom and built in honor of the famous Gerdus Rumnaheim, one of the heroes of the Cataclysm. Compared to Vanrim, which was a bit worn down, an older city, more established, there is a impressive and new nature to kind of everything around you. As you look around, you even see certain simple mechanical constructs skittering about.
You see me wide-eyed as though it's cotton candy.
Tis good to be back home, even if it is here under weird circumstances.
You would know that especially with the loss of divine magic or the diminishing of divine magic, many in the Thessun Kingdom and in Rumnaheim specifically have started to shift their focus onto constructs, but the loss of divine magic still very much hurt the entire kingdom. So, you guys are in the city and you are going to get breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
There's several places. Oryk, you just go to one of the nearer taverns, walk in. It is just starting to have a few people in it. Maybe not everybody's woken up for the day. Get some food.
What's the name of the tavern? Sorry.
Ye Old Whip. You see, like, the this one dwarven woman kind of, like, rubbing her eyes a little bit. It's like, hey, what can I get you?
Breakfast. Big breakfast. Warm biscuits. Carbs. Breakfast.
I'll have a traditional dwarven breakfast.
My grease on a plate, all right.
With a large mug of ale.
Grease.
Basically, it just means it's lots of ham and eggs and just, like, fry, like, pan fried and stuff. But, like, Auric, you would also know grease on a plate is just the term for it.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Yeah, I'll have one of those.
Extra biscuit, though. I do like biscuits.
All right. I got three greases on a plate. Extra biscuits on one.
Yes.
She kind of, like, meanders to go get some ale for you, Auric. And if you guys don't say anything, she's going to get ale for you.
Water for me.
I say water, yeah.
It's too early for me.
Oh, not... sorry. Water and ale are basically the same here. But yes, real water. Yes. Like river water. There's no problem.
That's
all
fine.
Right.
Not latrine water.
For the non-dwarves.
We have underground rivers here that are clean.
Okay. Kind of rubbing my face, looking to Luvin and Orc. So I guess we should find Vel first, and then the other company.
Yeah, so one way that I'm sure that I could reach her within a day at least is to send a letter, since we're so close. But, Tony, I rack my brain to try and think back on previous letters if there's any sense of how I could find her more directly.
She's commented she would go to the council chamber regularly, which is where you would send the letters, by the way.
We could try checking the council chambers. That is where one would send letters. Hopefully she'll recognize me, just by my description.
Alright, we can go and check that out. So, Tony, would I know if that's also the place where if you needed to file a complaint about a business, it would be where it would be done?
You could set up an appointment in order to file said complaint.
Alright, we could try there. I'd also like to find out more about this Imposter Forge company. Because if we're going to deal with that, that would also be the place to file our formal complaint.
Is it possible they just happen to come across the same name, and they're not trying to be imposters?
I'll be the judge of that. Yadamin will judge them accordingly.
Do you have a twin?
No.
Okay. Just curious.
Any enemies in the city?
No, I'm a man of the steel. I'm a priest for Yadamin's sake.
Doesn't mean you don't have enemies. I don't know, maybe you out-drank someone and they were bitter about it. I don't know.
Aye, that is a common thing that can occur, but no, I promise you I did not have any enemies who I've slighted in such a way.
Good enough.
The dwarven woman comes back, three plates in her hand, and just clatter, clatter, clatter onto in front of each of you. Aye, enjoy your breakfast.
Dwarves, clans, there's lots of you in the clan, right?
Aye, there is.
So, I mean, could it be that you mentioned making a company with the name, or started it here, and then one of them was like, I'm gonna jump on that bandwagon after he's gone.
I'd like to think that they wouldn't have done that without consulting me first.
You're in the Rigorum for two, like, ever, so maybe it was hard to get a hold of you to ask. Ask permission, or forgiveness, rather than permission.
They could have gotten it to me if they really wanted to.
Auric, roll an intelligence check for me.
Okay. Total is 19.
Okay. No one in your family that you really talked to this about, but there was one person you talked about the Holy Forge Company to. Someone you haven't seen in 100 years almost?
Anbera.
But that was like when you were kids talking about like these great things.
I haven't really told anyone about the Holy Forge Company prior to me heading out, except my immediate family. So I don't know anyone who would really have a reason to do that, but we should probably go and investigate all the same.
Maybe your family would know more if any of them are, you know, around.
Alright, we could go and visit them. We could also just ask around the tavern. It's usually a bustling place for knowledge.
That's true. But Dahlia, you're a merchant. Have you seen these kinds of issues come up in other places before?
So, I personally haven't seen it, like, in action, I don't know, in firsthand, but I have heard that, like, you know, outside of kingdoms, you know, you could have, like, in town A over here has a place named very similarly or the same as town B, which is over here, but since they're so far apart and so small, usually it's not like a thing. But in towns or, you know, bigger cities, it could be an issue and there could be disputes. Fire is usually a good way to go for solving it for some. That I've heard, you know, but also I guess they could do like a legal route or something, you know, with like get guilds involved if one has like a more powerful guild backing them or something, probably.
Auric, well, I assume I know this in character, but guilds that you're a part of, any?
The Fireforge Clan.
Oh, the Fireforge Clan is also the guild. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's different with dwarves. The clan can also be seen as a guild in and of itself, but it's not termed in the same way.
Technically, you know, we're working on it. Look into Orc, but you could also have the backing of the Iron Swords.
Oh, that's much appreciated. Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that, though.
So, where to, guys?
I'd like to ask the barkeep if they've heard anything about a Holy Forge company setting up shop in town.
Hey, the Holy Forge. Fantastic shop. They make some of the best weapons and armor I've ever seen.
Where are they located in here? And who runs it?
Oh, it's just a few ways down. It's supposed to be owned by Auric Fireforge.
I be Auric Fireforge.
Hey, your shop's fantastic. Most of the time I see a woman in there, but she says you're the inspiration. You're the one who really drives it. A shame about selling it then.
Say what?
Apparently there's a sale in the works, or about to be, looking to sell to someone else.
Who told you that rumor?
Well, there's a few things going around. I overheard a Tordek was looking at buying it out.
Is that so? Tordek Hammerstone, you say? I know the man.
Right, between you and me, it doesn't have the quality that that woman has. Anbra.
Anbra?
Hey, a fantastic smith, her. Well, her and Auric, apparently. She says she does part of the work and Auric does part of the other.
I see. And you said it's right around the corner there.
Aye, it's pretty close to the main entranceway here. All you gotta do is go past a few of the shops there. There's the general store at the corner, and then just make a right there. And she's just a ways down. You can't miss her. She works day to night.
Thank you. I think I'd be knowing where I'm going next.
After we go to the chamber council.
No, this needs addressing right proper.
Somebody could be in trouble.
That's what the authorities are for.
I mean, Vel.
Vel's my friend. I can split up and go do that while you both.
No, I will tie you two together if I have to, and then drag you. We'd already agreed to do the Vel stuff first. Your shop's not going anywhere.
This is a matter of dwarven pride.
Let me rephrase that. The shop that's not your shop is not going anywhere, so it's not even your shop.
Well, did your friend say that they were broken into several days ago?
That was 25 and Chewy, so we're talking almost a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, but we need to make it quick. I really need to handle this today, too.
I think we can handle both.
1 hour at your stinking shop that's not your shop.
It is close by, so it's on the way. 1 hour's fine. We can do an hour.
All right, well, finish up your breakfast and let's go.
I snarf the breakfast down.
Same.
I'm done.
Just stuff the bread rolls in my mouth.
And you guys head over to the directions that you were pointed in. And sure enough, you see a shop where you hear a hammering from within, a light kind of flickering from what must be a furnace deep inside. You see smoke rising higher up the shop. It's a fairly simple shop. Stone door, a few metal bars around it that seem like to help lock things in place at night, just in case. But above the door is the Holy Forge Company.
Does it actually look like my logo and all that?
Similar?
Like an off-brand?
Like maybe they got a description of it, but the description wasn't complete or something along those lines?
It was a first draft versus the final.
Yeah, maybe. So you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
As you walk in, Auric, you see beautifully crafted chainmail, hammers, blades on display just by the front counter, some on some mannequins, with on the various parts, either on like the hilt of the blade or on the shoulders of some splint. You see emblazoned the Holy Forge Company. And you just hear in the back, just clang, 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 and kind of peeking through this open art, this like a window almost. Like you can see past, and you'd see this one woman just hammering away. The heat of the forge, you just see the sweat dripping off her. She's wearing just what look like functional clothes, light to kind of not worry about the heat so much. She has light brown skin, long curly red hair that's been put up into braids, and she looks pretty strong.
Hello.
The hammering stops for a moment, and she turns, and you see she has these deep-set hazel eyes as she's, I'll be with you in just a... She takes a much closer look at you from the window, and then kind of, like, darts around and seems to come around a side door and just up to the counter. Oryk! She grabs you by your shoulders like, Oryk Fireforge! And brings you in for a big hug.
I'm assuming I recognize the person.
It's Anbra Silverax. Older than you last saw her. It's been almost 100 years.
I'll kind of give like a polite return of the hug, but I'm still fairly chuffed about the whole scenario.
She'll pull you out of the hug. What are you doing back in town? It's good to see you.
Oh, I could ask you what's going on here.
Starting up a business.
Using my company name.
The company name we talked about when we were kids. When I came into town, you weren't here. You were long gone by then, but I know I wanted to honor you with this. I mean, we've been asking around. I say, well, Oryk Fireforge is one of the great smiths here. You just never see him. He keeps to the back. He doesn't like his name too brought out, but...
You hear kind of an awe from behind.
She kind of just, like, leans back a little bit and just, like, takes a look at you, like, Hi, it's good to see you.
Hi, it is good to see you, but this is quite a situation we find ourselves in.
Right. You heard about me, getting that offer then,
I did hear something. Torduk is involved? He knows that I went and started off the Holy Forge Company when I went to go and travel and find out about the gods.
What do you mean you started off the Holy Forge Company?
I take a look outside. I have a cart. It's using it. Do you not see this armor I'm wearing?
I just assumed you marked the same symbol that we were talking about before. You and I, we discussed this as kids. I mean, I know, yes, we didn't. We lost touch, and I apologize for that. My uncle had me traveling around all over the place, and... Anyways, that's not important, especially with everything that happened with your family. But I'm doing what I can. I'm just not much of a businesswoman here, and, well... You said you... Torduk knew that you were starting a Holy Forge company? That there's no... No one stopped any of the paperwork.
I did file the paperwork. What are you talking about?
I don't know what to tell you, Oryk, but... I went to go register the Holy Forge Company, and I was allowed. The council chamber.
We'll have to check that at the council chamber.
Well, I mean, it might not matter after a bit if Torduk buys the place, anyways.
Why would he be buying it?
He wants to spread it all across Nabrasil, selling all of his smithing prowess and wares, and I can't afford the place anymore. Not the way that I am. It's a shame, and she kind of just, like, looks at... Her work is like, and then looks at yours. You make good work, Oryk. It's impressive.
That was my biggest fear when I heard that there was someone posing as the Holy Forge Company that they'd be selling inferior goods, but taking a look around, you don't seem to be doing that. So at least my greatest fear has been put to rest.
I wanted to honor the Holy Forge Company's name, the one that you and I... Help to, like, discuss. I mean, mind you, again, Oryk, we were kids, but I'm not gonna mess you up like that. You're trying to build up this business. I want to help. Torduk, though, I don't know. I can craft all the items in the world to the best of my abilities. I just can't seem to make enough money to help keep this open. Fees and materials are just too much, and Torduk is basically offering to take it off my hands. I just... hates what he makes with his... Have you seen his work lately?
Ugh. It's been a little while, but he tries what he can, but he never quite ascended to the same skill quality that I did, or what appears you can as well.
Oryk, if you think he tries, then you haven't seen him in quite a while. I think he gave up on that a long time ago. Now it's whatever he can shoot out of the furnace fast enough.
Huh. If Baron Greybeard heard about that, he'd beat some sense right into him.
You're telling me. But at this point, he wants to buy the name. That's what he's looking for. He wants to buy the name and establish the Holy Forge Company across the Thessun Kingdom. Selling his cheap
knockoffs of Warhammers as basically sticks.
I won't allow it.
I can't do much to keep the place open, Auric. He offered me 2,000 gold for the place.
I see.
What about... Hold on. Sorry. Hi, Dahlia. I'm traveling with...
Oh, sorry. Amber Civilax. Pleasure to meet you. Who's your other friend there?
Liv in Cromdell. Pleased to meet you. I'm his employee and friend.
Employee? Well, you must be doing much better than me, Auric. I can't even afford an employee. It's just me here.
I've been doing fairly well. We just came from Vundrim. Sold most all of our goods at that point.
Eh, good to hear it. I thought you were headed far from here. Not surprising that you were in Vundrim. Wanted to see the old family home.
It wasn't the original plan, but it seemed to have worked out all the same. We were down in the Rigorum for a time, and now we've made it back up here.
She looks like just a little bit confused. Well, the Rigorum far?
Aye, much further than anything you've ever experienced.
I mean, I've traveled mostly through these mountains, Auric. I can't say much is farther than I've experienced.
The things I have seen on my travels you wouldn't believe. I'll have to tell you them over a pint sometime.
She smiles very wide, and I'd like that.
Okay, pleasantries aside, you guys can catch up later. The name. He wants to buy the name. Would you be willing to cut us a deal or give the name to us as opposed to him? Since it is, after all, Oryx's company.
I'd be more than happy to. I just... keeping this place open. All I want to do is work. I want to craft fantastic things. But 2,000 gold is a lot of gold. And I already told him I would sell it to him.
But you haven't signed.
Well, signed? Is that part of the agreements?
Yeah, paperwork. I'm sure there's paperwork involved.
I haven't signed anything yet, but isn't that like when you agree to do something? The verbal agreements. Is that a thing?
They can be, but until it's on paper, that's when it's legal and official.
I mean, you can feel free to talk to him. He's got his own shop not too far away. He's usually there by about noon. Works for a few hours. You get nothing but, like, disdain from her.
Well, I think we should probably check into the council chambers first to see, first of all, the paperwork conundrum that obviously seems to have happened between Auric filing his paperwork and it suddenly being missing after he's left, allowing you to open it, which means there's some shady stuff going on there, but also we have other matters to attend to, and our hour is coming very close to an end, I'm sure.
When did you open this establishment?
I want to say it was several months back. You had already left by that point, but I was hoping to catch you. I knew you were living here, but overheard your family that you had left.
So, based on when she told me, can I deduce, like, what the timetable would have been? Like, how long after I had left?
Maybe a couple weeks to a month.
Like,
she just missed you, really.
Okay.
Just a side question. So, your main problem is you want to keep the company open, but you're not getting enough business in? Like, maybe there's a way we can help you with that.
Well, I want to keep working here. And honestly, Auric, we talked about it as kids. I've always wanted to help work with you and build up a shop like this. Be part owner, employee, whatever, I don't care. You were the dreamer of the two of us. I've had customers come in, but I don't seem to be making enough. So she'll describe a couple of scenarios, and for a little simplicity's sake, Dahlia, Luvin, being the more charismatic people of the group, are realizing she is underselling her product. Not by a lot, but like she's mentioned, like, you know, there was this one guy and he broke like his family hammer and she felt awful and she might have helped to fix it, you know, for free. And another person that she just wanted to help out because they deal with these bandits all the time, so she gave him a discount off of, like, basically, she's being too nice.
Yeah.
Not giving it all away, but like, overall, you calculate, she could probably be earning at least 25% more on every item she sells, even if she does like a couple here and there for free.
So with just a little more business savviness, she'd be doing very well for herself.
She's got plenty of customers, but she's underselling.
It sounds to me like you deserve to make a larger profit per item. I mean, you clearly have quality here. I've seen his work. I've seen your work. It's quality. maybe we could stop by later. I have some matters I need to attend to, but we could talk through scenarios. I don't know, if you'd like.
I'd love to, but probably want to, well, I don't know how much time Tordek is going to take before he files all the paperwork he needs. It's 2,000 gold. I can't afford to keep this open for too much longer. I can give you a few days.
A few days should be more than we need to get this sorted out. Is it gold that's the problem?
Keeping this open and keeping food in my belly is not working out super well for me right now.
I got two suggestions, Oryk. I'm going to look at, you know, like, standing kind of between them and be like, Oryk, maybe you know somebody, or we can find somebody who can run the front of the shop, who's a little more stubborn on their selling.
Are you trying to tell me I'm not stubborn? I can be as stubborn as the best of them. Don't you even try to tell me that I cannot handle my own.
You're giving your stuff away.
I'm giving quality items to people who need it. That's the important part.
But are you losing out on money, which is then causing you to be hungry, and that's why you can't keep the shop open? That's what I mean by stubbornness. You need to stick to your guns.
You see her jaw, like, tighten, like she's, like, biting her tongue a little bit?
Two redheads going against each other.
100%. Wait, isn't Oryk a redhead? Yeah.
There are three redheads
in this conversation.
Oh, okay.
Stand back,
you see, like, there's anger, but it's not, like... It's not, like, fiery, I'm about to punch you anger. It's more just like, you're right, but I don't want you to be right.
Yeah. Stubborn anger.
Yeah.
No, I think Dahlia would be able to 100% recognize that, because she also has that.
I don't want to cheat people in out of anything, especially the people who really need it but can't afford it. I believe everybody should have quality equipment.
And that's fine, but everybody should also be paid fairly for the work that they've done and the quality of work that they're doing. Am I wrong?
She looks over at you, Oryk. You made some good friends in these years, eh? Some hard-headed ones, even if they're not dwarves.
Biggest grin.
They at least have that going for them.
I like this one.
She does all right. She's a new one to the team, but she's starting to grow on me.
Your best bet, talk to Tordek. Maybe you can convince him to back off. If I remember correctly, Oryk, you never had a problem intimidating others.
No, especially when they're wrong.
Well, if you can do that and help me out in any way, if we find out whatever the mess up with your paperwork was, in either case, I'd love to split this with you.
Alright, let's visit the council and find out what's gone awry first. Then deal with whatever next steps there are.
I have a few projects I need to work on before the end of the day. Get back to me if you need anything, and let me know when you want to share that pint.
Aye.
And I'm going to look to her before we kind of head out and be like, don't agree to anything more with Tordek. Don't verbally or physically sign anything.
I promised you a few days.
I'm just saying he might try to swindle you.
Oh, please. That man doesn't have a charismatic bone in his body. He just happens to have money.
I've got lots of questions. Okay, we'll be back.
We're on top of this. Give a thumbs up as I leave.
She just waves and then goes back to her work.
And that is where we're going to leave this episode for today.
Thank you all for listening. Please share this with your friends and follow us on Twitter at Rules Is Written, or check out our website at dndraw.com, and feel free to email any questions to the DM Tony at dm@dndraw.com.